T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The Ingles Advantage talk line is 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Good morning, Upstate. Somebody was asking if I get to see Mad Max Boulevard. No, I don't. No, I do not. I know it still exists because I get to get out there on it. Just not right now. But here we go.
Viva el Presidente!
El Presidente.
Good morning, sir. I travel that every day.
Yeah.
Every workday. So.
Is it still Mad Max Boulevard?
It's not. Well, the hours that I travel it are usually a little less congested.
Gotcha.
Particularly on the way in. On the way out, it's a little more difficult. But so far, it's not too bad. They haven't started doing the limited lane change and turn things yet. I think they usually do that around the after Thanksgiving for the shopping season down here. So,
you know, I've always been stunned that that intersection between the shops at Green Ridge Whole Foods, I've always been stunned that that has not divulged into a riot.
Yeah, I tell you, if the city of Greenville wanted to look at a new revenue stream, they should actually put police there and ticket people who pull into the intersection when there's no room to get into the highway. Because that seems to be the biggest part of the problem, is that you've got, and listen, I understand the frustration, and I try my best to avoid doing that as to being an obstacle in that intersection. But that is a violation of law. That is a violation of a traffic violation. And I'm just telling you, if they'd start writing tickets for that, just put an officer or two down there and start writing tickets for that, they'd clear that in a hurry.
Once or twice, anyway. Although, The thing about it is that what I do, like if I actually get to come to the Intercom building, which I don't remember last time I got to come to the Intercom building. No. Probably it was in January of last year.
Yeah, well, there's
anyway,
a lot less populated than it used to be. That's
yes,
sure.
I know. I would just take a left-hand turn and go down Garlington and pick up Roper Mountain and then pick up, you can get on Woodruff Road further down.
Yeah, yeah.
Easier that way. But anyway, I digress. So we've got a COVID vaccine that is inbound, and apparently there's going to be 3 different flavors from what I see. So what do you think? One of the things I've seen some people talking about that it would need to be mandated.
That's, boy, this whole thing about mandating things, whether it's mask or whatever, and of course we've already gone through the COVID lockdown situation. I'm not a fan of the mandate. Because what you will then have is companies and insurance companies that require you to have it, or you will not be employed or not be insured. And, it's just like the flu vaccine. You are not required to take it. You are strongly encouraged. There may be some professions where you are more than strongly, but, ordered to get it, like in some of the healthcare professions. I don't know. We're seeing that it may come out by December. I think that's what Dr. Fauci is saying now.
Dr. Fauci.
And we have, obviously, the folks from Pfizer. We've had the reports here on Fox News. They're saying that they're turning in their application to the FDA. Fauci's out there saying that this hasn't been rushed inappropriately rushed. And I think he's right about that. Have they been trying to get this up and running as soon as possible? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Operation Warp Speed or something?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, from what I understand, from what we're hearing initially, is that they're wanting to target the populations that are most at risk, which would be those in nursing homes, the elderly citizens, those of compromised immune systems in our nursing homes and convalescent care areas. Those would be the areas that would be targeted first. So, and I think that makes sense. That makes perfect sense because that's the group that is most at danger here.
The most vulnerable.
The most vulnerable, absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, students, young adults, even those that haven't quite approached middle age or over the hill like I am, probably should be lower down the line. But I also think that those who may have some diseases, such as those who are battling cancer, who have maybe have some because of their chemotherapy, whatever, some compromised immune systems, or those that have certain other respiratory diseases. And I'm certainly no, you know, medical or person, but you know that seems to me that those folks who are more likely to be at risk, they should get it first. That's where we should start the preparation.
The whole thing with the I am completely against a mandate on that.
Yeah.
And the problem with the mandate, while everybody's out there talking about we're going to be forced to do it, I'm never told how they're going to actually enforce that, because even if they had not thrown the cops under the bus, there's one law enforcement officer, federal, state, and local, for every 19,000 of us. It would be a logistical nightmare. There would be some quarters where there would be fighting going on. There would be probably some guerrilla combat going on over this, depending on where you come down. And the whole idea of this being mandated, if you want to volunteer for it, that's fine.
Well, we saw this play out in the early stages of the COVID lockdowns here in this state, where the governor was, you know, shutting down certain businesses, shutting down certain types of industries, limiting capacity. And the sheriffs, most of whom in South Carolina leaned toward the Republican side to begin with, all said, I know that's what he's saying, but we're not going around trying to fine people that are in violation. Now, I think in some of the metropolitan areas, there was a little bit different look at it, which I understand. But it's not like that law enforcement's going to go around looking for people doing this. I mean, it's sort of like the seatbelt thing. For a while, you know, if you weren't wearing a seatbelt, they didn't pull you over because of that. If there was another reason, and, oh, you weren't wearing a seatbelt either, we'll throw that in on the ticket too.
Right.
But, you know, without some other reasonable cause or reasonable suspicion, you know, generally there was not going to be any law enforcement action taken unless there was a complaint and folks were asked to show up and they were in violation of what the governor's order was, and then they take action, but they're not going out looking for it. And if that's where we're headed, that I think is pretty much the way that law enforcement is going to view it.
The other thing that some people are saying is that maybe your employer might mandate it.
That's entirely possible.
That would be, but I mean, then they're going to get taken to court.
Yeah, that will happen. That will happen.
There will be a stay and everything until they've decided it in court, and that'll be years and years and years. Yeah. And you know, it just, my only thing is when they come out with a vaccine, I just want to see everything. Let's take off the masks. Let's accept that this is part of life.
You won't see that happen, though. I know that's what you want, and that's probably what should happen, but you won't see that happen. Because it's only 95% effective, so there's 5% of the people who may still be able to get this after they've had. So we still have to do the mask. We've still got to do social distancing. We've still got to limit capacity. We've still got to have COVID lockdowns. Once these people get control of things, they don't want to give it up that easily.
This is why I don't have the liquor cabinet in the studio.
Well,
this is why I don't have that. I mean, the thing with this is this. You know, this we've been in 244 years, we've had 12 pandemics. We've never reacted like this.
Right.
And part of this has been, you know, sort of weaponized and politicized. Nobody can tell me that the reason they didn't push this was for mail-in voting, for example. They wanted to have mail-in voting. They got it, and we see what it got us. Yeah. And in the meantime, it's sort of a power trip. I mean, it's getting so bad, they're talking about impeaching Gretchen up in Michigan. And, you know, you see Gavin out there while he's out there partying. He's out there saying, well, the rest of California has to be locked down.
Yes, the laws are for thee and
not
me.
I mean, in a lot of ways, some of the stuff they want to do, it sort of seems like they want to take this and get us on this whole socialism thing where they start paying us for the work we missed and everything. And then we become used to the government paying us for this. And, you know, it's like that old Doobie Brothers album, what were once vices are now habits. Yeah.
Yep. So know it well. both the album and the sentiment.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm just watching this occur and everything, and I'm just some people are not going to fall for it. A lot of people listening right here are not falling for it. And
The one thing I'm really worried about is the financial situation next year. we have got to be paying a lot of people not to work. We have got to be paying. Listen, and I was for the government checks for this reason, because this is government-imposed shutdowns.
Yep.
The government dictated it, so you're darn right you ought to be compensating these workers who are out of work, or these businesses who are losing their rear ends and losing their businesses.
Yep.
You're darn right, because you made a law. You made an ordinance. You made a decision to specifically shut these people down. You made that decision. Whatever the reason behind it for is immaterial. Government made this decision. So, that, yes, I believe that government should pay for it. And but there is going to be a financial reckoning coming next year that I don't think this country, this state is ready for. And I'm very concerned about this. And whether Donald Trump's the president or whether Joe Biden's the president, there's going to be a financial issue coming up in this next budget year that I just don't think people are prepared for. I just don't.
We'll see. We're definitely going to see. But don't worry about it. I've got a spare Good. AR if you All need right. it.
I could definitely use that, yeah.
Thank you, El Presidente.
Viva El Presidente!
That's always the biggest part of my day. When I get to fill in for Tara, I get to talk to El Presidente. I love it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Let's go to the phones. Kevin in Greenville. Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going? So I'll, of course, get straight to the point. But let's talk about masks and the vaccine really quick. So for me, it's not so much about masks being about control, but more about submission. So when we look at this, do we approach it, our point of opposition, with the facts of science, or should we approach this with the means of what this means for people long term and our children and how they'll be affected in the future in terms of being submissive? But then I want to build upon that with the idea of the vaccine. Will it be the same with the vaccine? Because half of these people are going to be accepted and take it, and you're still going to have a large population who aren't going to be willing to take
Correct.
It.
Correct. Probably about half.
It just creates more division. Correct,
yeah.
Yes, and this is more division between us. And the only way that you take over a country or a large populace is to divide people.
Right.
So I'm not trying to create conspiracy here, but more the thought of, is it opposition just because we don't want to wear it, or should we look at it as opposition overall because of what it means for us in the future? And I don't hear anyone talking about this quite yet, of what it's going to look like when half of us are willing to take it and half of us are not willing to.
Well, that's because that's an unknown quantity at the particular moment. I mean, we can already see what that's like, because there's some people that think that if you take a flu shot, you're going to die, and you know, don't be around me and all this other stuff. And anyway, here's the thing that I take away from this. In 2013, after Sandy Hook, after every news outlet known to man camped out in Newtown, Connecticut for about 2 weeks, and every news day opened up with, "We're still here in Newtown, Connecticut, dealing with the fallout of this." They took a poll, which I don't believe polls. I never believe polls. But this one was interesting simply because of the what they came up with. The poll indicated that 56% of America thinks that kind of rampage killing occurs all the time, which it doesn't. A child's chances of being shot in a school are 1 in 5.5 million. It's far more dangerous to drive your child to school than it is to have your child in school. And I looked at that 56% and I said to myself at that particular time, this is the low info voter. And there are a lot of people out there, Kevin, that are just so apolitical that they only believe what they see on TV. And they have been whipsawed into a gigantic state of fear right now. And you probably see them out there. If you're walking around without a mask, you'll see some people that sort of take three steps to the left as they're going around you or something. You're throwing COVID at them, like COVID is just wafting off of you and has a vector on their position. So there's a lot of people that are
the same. It would be the same if I openly carried a firearm as well.
Yes. Yes, it would. Well, it would in the beginning. People seem to get used to that in various places because 44 states have open carry. There's only two states that don't have open carry, and they're both two shall issue states that don't have it, I mean to say. Florida and South Carolina. But your point is well taken, and I think it has a lot to do with fear and everything else. But I got another caller. Thank you very much for the call. And I just saw that pop up. Let's go to that right now, and I'll pull that up. You go ahead. And who am I talking to real quick, please, sir? Jeff and Shelby. Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, news flash. Trump wins 70% of the popular vote, 400-plus electoral votes, numerous tyrants convicted of treason to be hung by the neck until dead, more to follow. Man, people sat home content until something smacks them in the face with the truth. I mean, a sleeping giant has been awoken. The tyrants have been exposed. We hear the same lies over and over until we believe it. The mask stuff, what Kevin said, that's true, man. We hear the same lies over and over until we start to believe them.
Yeah. The only problem is that they're very easily easily debunked. And you are right, though, and I'm going to talk about that in the next segment. You are exactly right about the awakening that is coming on board. I'm going to tell you how to make the awakening worse in the next segment, though.
Well, what worries me is all these little Billy badasses that think they're thugs and they run around with their little sissy guns and they think they're doing something good. But man, I went in six stores last week hunting primers, and in four of them, old timers are sitting around talking about what they're going to do. And just the thought of people walking into headshots is terrifying, man. I mean, this country's got to grow a pair of kahunas and start doing what's right, regardless of what the left media is preaching to us.
Yeah. You're not going to find primers right now because all of those, when all of those countries shut down during COVID, they got way behind on those things that go into primers. So they're still trying to catch up with that. And every gun company right now has orders that they will not fulfill before the end of next year.
Yeah. So in the meanwhile, everybody runs around wearing a face diaper, being submissive to a bunch of tyrants.
Well, no, I go around. You know, when I go around, I put the mask on when I go in there. Like I said, I carry a gun everywhere I go. It's not worth it for me to get into some argument with a Karen, and then it devolves into something that is worse. So I'll do that. No big deal. I wear a face shield, which people hate that more than they do the mask. I love it. But thank you very much for the call, sir. I need you to stay with me on this one, okay? Because there is one upside to some of these things. Because, you know, all we've heard is that we've heard that Trump killed 230,000 people have died due to COVID-19. That's the number we're hearing, even though, like in places in New York, where if you're a moving man and you're the guy under the rope with the pulley and you're putting the piano up in the top floor, if the pulley breaks and the piano lands on you and they find that you had COVID, that's a COVID death. George Floyd was a COVID death. Bill, he was killed by some cop. No, he had COVID-19. I'm sure the CDC counts him as a COVID death. Their criteria for counting people as COVID deaths is interesting, just as it is when they get out there and say, well, only actually 9,700 people have actually died due to purely COVID. So stick with me on this, because one of the things that they're coming right out of the top, Elizabeth Warren wants this and Chuck Schumer wants this. They want President Badfinger, if he does get inaugurated, to decree that $50,000 in student loan debt just vanishes from everyone who's tired of the hassle of paying back what they owe. Chucky Schumer, who apparently never saw that I'm Just a Bill cartoon on Saturday morning in the 70s, thinks that this dissipated old weirdo could do it if he actually gets inaugurated. And then I just hope our newly Roberts irrelevant Supreme Court doesn't nix such a constitutional atrocity should the stars align and Mr. Stumbles tries it. Because I'm not trying to reward the knuckleheads who spent way more money getting a degree in the Marxist puppetry than they might ever earn fetching lattes for more successful people. Rather, I want to make some of the apolitical mad. I want to see the righteous fury of responsible citizens who actually paid their debts in order to flush these people down the sewer. And here's the supposition we're supposed to go on. That we're supposed to make a bunch of people who sweat when they labor fork over their hard-earned money so Caden and Ashley don't have to work two jobs for a while to pay for what they bought. Now, 2022 for the Democrats is going to be a bloodbath. Believe what you want out there, you blue people of South Carolina. But if they were to actually implement that, it would become more of an apocalypse. Let's think about how that dialogue would work out. Hey, Congressman Durwood, I worked 15 years to pay back my student loans, and now I should pay for someone else's too? Well, yes, you need to understand that paying back the money they agreed to pay back is really a hassle, so it's easier for you to do it for them. Wait, what? Well, you sure can't expect millennials to have to work an extra job or give up luxuries to save money to retire their debt. No, you should work an extra job and you give up luxuries to retire their debt. That's if you are talking to somebody who actually had a student loan. What about the people that didn't go to college at all? Wait, I didn't incur a huge debt by taking a 4-year academic vacation on some leafy green campus. I was actually working, and now you want me to pay for their campus party time? Yes, and you are selfish to not want to subsidize their choices, and you're probably racist too. Just like those two Republicans in Wayne County, they're racist because they didn't certify that election. I want to heighten the contradictions. I want to heighten them to a degree to where even the ones that aren't paying attention to what's going on have to notice them. Should these election challenges fail, I want to increase the cold fury that this stolen election has already engendered and get people literally foaming at the mouth with anger. And for all of you out there on the left who think I've been pushing hate, you ain't seen nothing yet. Making normal people pay for the bad choices of dumb millennials seems like just one of a number of potent ways to tick off the masses of normal America. And even a lot of the saps who voted for Biden because Trump sent out some mean tweets might find that their fussiness is going to fade when they realize that the corruption of a Biden administration will be a litany of graft that dwarfs the contents of his crack-addled son's computer. Nothing really says modern progressive like this idea that we should all toil so a bunch of spoiled, smug, unaccomplished brats don't have to. In order to make things a little more simple for some of them, I have put together a long, innovative plan designed to address the issue of huge student loan debts. Quite elegant, actually, in its simplicity. Pay off your own damn debts in the text line. I'm being asked about, what about those people who joined the Army and risk getting their butt shot off so they could go to college? That's a different animal, pal. That's a different animal. I was in the military. I had college available to me. I'm probably not talking about you. You've already joined the military. You're part of the 1% of the total population that's ever served in the military services. I'm not talking about you. Now, since Biden seems interested in making other people do that for these saps who went in 200 large on their bachelor's of woke degree, let's at least put the howling rage that people who were responsible and who are now being treated like Trumps feel. Chumps. let's use that energy to purge the left from any position of authority where they can cause more damage in the future. And once we retake power, we should undecree the freeloader decree. And this is where the challenge comes in, because we're going to have to take these politicians who are coming in, and we're going to have to say, all this stuff that got done, we want you to undo. We want you to repeal. We want you to rescind. Rarely happens. Rarely happens. If you can Harry Potter wand wave debt into oblivion, why can't you wave that wand again and bring it back? If you guys are going to make up the Constitution as you go, then that should not be a problem. And while we're at it, just to make sure that we solve a few problems down the road, let's go destroy academia. And I mean level it. I mean make it a parking lot. It is a commie conformity factory that generates idiots while providing subsidies to the worst people in the world, which are academics. Student loans are a giant scam designed to let universities charge more and more and more, and they deliver less and less and less. And they're super spreaders of woke communism, and it's time to flatten the curve. I'm ready to see those quads and sew them with some salt. Campus de lenda est. Here we have a chance to take some leftist stupidity and turn it into an opportunity to destroy it once and for all. And there's nothing that makes people hate leftism more than experiencing some leftism. While you're hearing all of these things that it's going to happen, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to mandate this, we're going to make you do this, we're going to, you seem to have forgotten that you actually have a say in that. You do. You have a say in that. This is still a federal republic of states. You're not a, you know, you live in South Carolina if you're listening to this. And you do have a say in it. But we do have an opportunity coming up if things fall the way they may fall. We're going to see. We're going to see. The thing about Trump is going to take this to the end. And then when he finds out that this is as far as it's going to go, then Trump's going to pull back, and he's already got plan B in place. He's doing some very military calculus there. I love what he's doing. And we're going to see that. We definitely let's let a little leftism get out there amongst the uninitiated, shall we? See how they like it. We're coming into the colder temperatures now, and COVID seems to be a little more contagious when that comes up there. People are going to be staying indoors, and their vitamin D is going to drop down. So maybe go buy a little bit of vitamin D. But whatever your view is on the virus, now I've had it, but I'll tell you what, if I had not had, and since I have had it, I know I've been around other people that have had it or have it. You know, COVID positive, and I have not caught it again. So there's something about the immunity thing to be said. And if I had not had it, I would try to find someone, preferably a pretty girl who had it, and kiss her so I could get it. Because this is the way we have dealt with every other illness before. We've either had vaccines or we develop immunity. That's the way we fight these things. And whatever your view is on it, whether you think it's an existential threat or you think it's the way we are reacting to it is sort of overreactive and more harmful and deadlier than the virus itself, not a whole lot has changed since Election Day. Now, one thing that changed is that the pandemic no longer serves as a election lever to demagogue Trump as a veritable killer, because everybody that's in media has called it for President-elect Biden. Did you see he went and got Barack Obama's old placard of the office of the President-elect, which I think they ought to give Kamala Harris office of the one who couldn't get a first delegate in the president. Well, you know, you get what I'm saying. California is under nearly a complete lockdown. You've got draconian measures that are going to abbreviate Thanksgiving gatherings in a way unprecedented in U.S. history. At least they want you to do that. I don't know how people can react to that. And yet you've got other people like Governor Gavin Newsom. You know, Gavin likes his Brill Cream. And Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who likes her Botox. They violate the quarantines all the time. while they endorse them. When Fox News called the election for Joe Biden, well, they took to the streets in San Francisco and L.A. They violated every state mandate requiring masks and social distancing. Authorities didn't do anything. Just like they didn't do anything during the summer-long protesting and rioting. So we're picking winners and losers among these outdoor gatherings. Similar warping of science accompanied news about the possible rollout of the vaccine. And there's a changing narrative coming out of Pfizer, because at first Pfizer tried to say what they did. Pfizer did not call the government, and by the way, the government's still Donald Trump. They didn't call the government and say, we have a vaccine that is 90% effective, 95% effective. They called the Biden campaign. And then they claim not to be part of Operation Warp Speed. What they did is nothing short of amazing. I mean, they developed this in less than a year. That's pretty amazing. But they claim not to be on Operation Warp Speed. But they also claim not to be guided by an artificial milestone of the election, which turns out they were that too. Because they wanted to gain political support from Biden. So, Biden scoffed prior to this. I trust vaccines, I trust scientists, but I don't trust Donald Trump. Which Donald Trump, you know, all he did was sort of pave the road for this. He did none of the research. He didn't put this together. This was done by companies. Kamala Harris demonized a potential Operation Warp Speed vaccine during a vice presidential debate. If Donald Trump tells us to take it, I'm not taking it. Andrew Cuomo. There's a guy with a body count. He derided the notion of a pre-election vaccine announcement, and after the announcement, he blasted the Trump administration, claiming it should get no credit for the speed of the vaccine development, but lots of blame for a predicted slow rollout. Then, of course, he changed his tune on that one. So, there's a lot of skepticism about this vaccine and the way all of this has been handled, because we hear we're inundated with all of this information, but the one thing that has been constant is that it is dangerous and it'll kill you. Now, unfortunately, they don't point other things out to you while you're doing this, and they don't, which should be very apparent to you, because like I said earlier, that texter had it 100% right. 2.5 million people, average, in the United States die prematurely every year. That's 8,000, that's somewhere north of 8,000 a day, or maybe just a little bit south of that, excuse me. That's 51,000 people a week dying prematurely in the United States. And they die from various things. Flu is one of them, and it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see if we get a gigantic blip in the radar from this. The texter said that that would not happen, but according to what he saw on the CDC website. But I mean, the CDC website said that only 9,700 people have died from this in total, only from COVID. So skepticism abounds.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.